Come on.
Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, the strong and powerful Jasmine Bertels. Jasmine, are you ready to do this?
I am so strong and powerful. Having heard you said that, cannot tell you just how oomphy I feel.
Excellent. Well, let's do this. Jasmine is an author, speaker, well-known UK TV and radio presenter, and the founder of Money Magpie, a website which provides jargon-free, accessible, easy-to-understand financial information. I'm excited to have you on. Jasmine, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is you do what you do.
Well, you know, when people say, you know, what's your background? I always say, kind of mixed, really. I've always worked for myself, never had a job, don't like jobs, blech, nasty things. I run three companies at the moment. One of them is Money Magpie. Another one is Jasmine Bertels. And then I've also set one up called Blockchain, because I am very interested in the whole sort of blockchain cryptocurrency area. And that, you know, there's a whole load of interesting work to be done there. Right. And you would think that that would be enough, but no, I have to do other things as well. I've written 38 books. Only about six or seven have been money books. The rest are basically joke books, because I'm also, I mean, like I said, I don't really sleep. I'm also a stand-up comedian. I like to think of myself as the woman who puts the funny into money.
Nice. I love it. You are a stand-up comedian. That's something I've always wanted to try out. Maybe one day.
Yeah, do it. It'll half kill you, but it's good to do. They don't call it dying on stage for nothing, believe me.
Right. All right. Well, fantastic. 38 books as well. You seriously don't sleep. That's no joke. So, and as a matter of fact, you're coming to us from the UK, where it's 9 o'clock at night. So you worked a full day and you took the time to come on the show. So we definitely credit you for that.
Thank you.
And you talked about how you've never had a job. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, certainly here in the United States, when only a third of Americans are really enjoying or engaged in their work. Mm. I think that if we can help people get a side hustle going, make some money on the side, and potentially transition to working for themselves, that'd probably be a good thing. I know that that's something you're passionate about.
Yeah, it really is. Because, frankly, I've spent all of what I laughingly call my career, doing a bit of this and a bit of that. It was at school. You know, I was one of those people, I could never decide which exams to do, because I thought, oh, that's interesting. But then that's it. Oh, but that, what about that? That's, you know, I'm one of those sort of just, I look at all sorts of things and think, oh, I'd like to do that. And, you know, I have this bucket list I haven't even barely touched of things I'd like to do. But also, I have a lot of friends who are actors, comedians, writers, you know, basically poor people, you know, who basically keep going with side hustles, you know, it keeps their families going even. So over the years, I've come across all sorts of ways, not only to make money on the side, but also, frankly, to get some really good freebies. And as this is the way I've worked, I've said to other people, look, don't just think about your salary as your income. There's a whole load of other things you can do. And I think making money is so much more interesting than saving money. Yeah. If you're just constantly saying, yeah, you've got to eat baked beans, or you can't go out, you know, other than once a month, that's a bit dull. So let's look at ways to expand your life and not just get more money in, but actually get some interesting other experiences as well and meet new people.
Well, I think that is something that everybody is interested in doing. So that being said, that's a big world. So how do you get started?
Well, very good point. And one of the things we say on Money Magpie, because Money Magpie particularly homes in on ways to make money. I mean, you've probably noticed there's a load of money websites out there, money blogs all over the place, certainly over the United States and in the UK. But we particularly home in on making money. And one of the big things we say is start with what you've got. So, you know, everybody's different. People have different talents, different amounts of time, different assets. You know, some people have a property, some people have space, others have a bit of time, others will be good at cooking or whatever. So go first with what you've got. So, for example, you know, an easy one if you own your own home is the space in your home. Of course, there's Airbnb potentially for your spare room, or if you can create a spare room, you can rent out your garage, you can rent out your driveway, you can use your garden to grow things to sell. You can use your spare room also for example, yoga classes. I've got a friend who teaches yoga. Again, she's a TV producer and doesn't make enough money that way, so she does yoga, you know. Nice. All these kind of things, you know, you can rent out your loft for a storage space. So start with what you've got, then also have a look at, as I say, what you're good at. Are you good at cooking? Are you the sort of person who at the school gates, you know, you'll bring in some cake and everyone goes, wow, that's the best cake I've ever had. Wow, can I have the recipe? Can you make me one? You know, I mean, again, I've heard of a friend of mine was brilliant at making particularly wonderful flapjacks, and she would take them when she picked up her daughters. The other mothers were like, oh, can you make me one? So she had a business after a while, just, you know, literally selling flapjacks at the school gates. It's amazing what you can do if you try.
Yeah, well, that's the internet is bringing us all kinds of different opportunities to do exactly what you're talking about, and to actually use or take advantage of things that you're maybe right underneath your nose that you're not taking advantage of. Okay.
Yeah, and also what the internet's also doing is giving us some really weird ways to make money, and that's another thing that we like to specialize in. I am constantly on the search for weird ways for people to make money, just because it's fun, you know. For example, there's one, you can make money being a friend, and it's an American guy in New Jersey who came up with this. He realized, I don't quite know how, but he realized that there were people around the world who would actually pay for you to be their friend. And this is sort of an online thing, but you can actually meet up with people as well and charge by the hour. I don't know how well his business is going, but I thought, well, that's different. You can also make money being a Facebook girlfriend. I mean, you know, again, this is people, it's a marvelous social media age that we live in. People will pay good-looking women to pretend to be their girlfriend on Facebook to make them look cooler. You know, they're just amazing what you can find.
I tell you, you know what? I don't even know how to respond to that necessarily. No. Other than, why not?
There are even weirder ones, but I won't go into them.
Yes, got it. All right, so all this is that all these things are available to us, I think, is an exciting thing. But I also have to imagine that when people start off, they start with the best of intentions, but they probably doesn't necessarily work for everybody. Why do you suppose that is, and how can people increase their odds of being successful with the side hustle?
Yeah, it's a good point. I think one thing that people have to have, frankly, is patience and also persistence. For example, a friend of mine at the moment, she's in between jobs and she's applied for all sorts of things. Like there are apps that you can put yourself on and they will send you jobs as a waiter or that type of thing, you know, as they come up. And she put herself on a couple of weeks ago, nothing. She's applied for things, nothing's come through. But she is aware that there's a lot of competition, and it's one of those things. It takes a while for you to sort of go up the ladder, as it were, and be looked at. Similarly, focus groups. I mean, that's another nice way to make money. I used to do that. You get cash. I don't know if it's the same in America, but you know, focus groups. You go in the evening and you say what you think about, I don't know, shampoo, whatever it is, and then they write down what you say and they film, and then they give you in London, they give you sort of between £50 and £100. That'd be like, what, $75, $150 or so, in cash. Nice, in cash, in an envelope. Woo! So she's applied for that. And it, again, it took her a couple of weeks to be accepted for one of those, but she's very pleased about that. So what she's doing, and I think this is the way to do it, is to try all sorts, apply for lots of different things, because it's quite possible that other people are doing it a lot of these things take a bit of time. So if you apply for one and then join another, and then maybe, as I say, you know, if you're good at baking cakes or propagating plants, start on that. It's probably going to take a few months to get that really going. So it's like starting various plates spinning, you know, have one spinning and they get another. And then by the time you've got the fourth plate spinning, the first one will start to do something quite useful. And so I think it's almost like a numbers game, but certainly it's a question of being a little bit patient and just waiting for one of them to come good. And then gradually you'll see that little bits of money will start to grow into bigger bits of money that come in. I'm speaking from my own experience here.
Sure. No, I appreciate that. And as I'm listening to you talk about these opportunities with getting in on a focus group and things like that, those are things that I had never really thought about. And I bet that there's a big list of things that I've really never thought about. It seems like the throwaway is, if I need quick cash, I'll go and sell or donate blood or sell plasma or something like that.
Sure.
And get a couple of bucks. But it sounds like there's a lot of other ways other than giving away my blood that I'll be able to actually find. And can I find this on your website?
Yes, you really can. We've got actually hundreds of ways to make money. Not in selling blood, because in the UK you can't.
Okay.
You can't sell. Actually, in America also, you can sell breast milk.
Right.
It's not really done in the UK, but we've got an article on that, you know, because it's like, whoa, there's a weird one. We've heard of a few women in this country who sell it online. But yeah, in America, you can do that. So yes, do have a look on the website, and there are ways to make money that are not icky. Certainly we've got, and ways that are fun. I mean, you know, I'm sort of half and half about being an Uber driver. I think it's a really good, it's a good side hustle, but as you know, there've been all sorts of issues. I'm not sure necessarily that the hourly rate is as good as it should be. But with something like that, hey, you meet people, let's be honest.
Sure.
You might not be the best people, but you know, you meet people. And I don't know if you have these in America, but we have car boot sales. We probably got it from you. Boot sales, where people go into a big field and they usually pay £10 to put their car up, and then they put a little table in front and sell their junk. It's a bit like, I mean, you have yard sales, really, don't you? Where
yeah.
Individuals. Yeah. So we do sort of have yard sales. We got the idea from you, but car boot sales are a big thing in this country. And boy, do you meet some interesting people when you do that. I've done that. You know, you just think, right, I'm going to declutter. Oh, that's another thing we do on Money Magpie. A couple of years ago, I set up the National Clear Your Clutter campaign, because I just think, you know, we've all got so much junk in our homes, and that's good money that we could be making, sort of just clearing the way, getting some space and making some cash. And doing a car boot sale is one way of doing it. And of course, sticking things on eBay or eBay, whatever, is another, or indeed taking it to, there are some things you could take to auction houses. So there are all these sort of little things that you can do where not only you're making some money, but you're getting out there. You're actually getting out, you're moving out, you're having a bit of social interaction, meeting people you wouldn't normally meet. And like I say, you know, I think that this is one of the great things about work, is that on the whole, it gets you out of the house and it gives you interaction with other people. And that's what makes the world go round.
Yeah, getting reconnected with the community, if you've sort of fallen out of connection, is nothing but a positive thing. And I love the idea of decluttering your life, and you might as well make some money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
Absolutely.
Know. Are there a lot of storage facilities where people will rent actual storage units in the UK?
There are. We get your show, Storage Wars.
Yeah, sure.
We get that over here. And actually, that was what gave me the idea, because I had a storage unit, not massive, but, you know, decent size. I had it for a few years. My mum and I used it. She'd sold her house and we put a lot of her stuff in. She and I both had offices, which we both got rid of or reduced. So both of us were putting junk into this storage place. And after a few years, I thought, that's enough. We just got to get rid of the stuff. And I hardly ended up selling anything. I think most of it I ended up giving away. And it had cost me about $2,000 just to store junk, basically. Right. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I know I'm not the only person who does this, because there are storage units. There are a lot of them in this country, particularly around London and around cities. And I am sure that loads of people have done the same as me. You think, oh, that's nice, I'll just stick it there for the moment. And then you forget about it, and then when it comes to it, it might have disintegrated, or you just think, oh golly, I can't sell that for much on eBay even, might as well give it away. And so you've ended up spending money just storing junk, which is entirely pointless.
Right. Yeah, it makes more sense to me that you would have a lot of storage units in a large city like London. But the reality, I live in Arizona and we have plenty of room out here, but seems like I keep seeing new storage units getting built all the time, and it sort of makes me want to pull my hair out. So
yeah, it's stuffocation, isn't it? I don't know if you've seen that book. It came out a few years ago. Stuffocation. We're just drowning in stuff. And of course, governments, your government, my government, they wanted us to buy more because that's how our economies are working. But it's, you know, it's like a Ponzi scheme. You know, at some point it's going to implode, and I think it already is now. We're just like, no more stuff. We can't cope with any more stuff. We need to get rid of it and go and live rather than keep polishing what we've got.
Yeah, totally agree. And all credit to you for actually starting a national day.
Thanks.
Because I think that's a necessary thing. I'm a firm believer in minimalism. I've not taken a vow of poverty by any stretch of the imagination, but I've certainly tried to pare down the amount of stuff or crap that I've accumulated. So
yeah, and therefore you have a richer life, and it does seem to be the way from what I hear. I wouldn't say, millennials and the new generation, was it Generation Z or whatever, they're not so interested in things, partly, of course, because they can't afford them. You know, it's a lot of them are way beyond their budgets. So, you know, as soon as you can't afford something, you start thinking, well, I didn't want it anyway. Well, it's very much something about they're concentrating on experiences, on life, on traveling and all of that. They're not so focused on things. And I think that's pretty healthy.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree. Mm. So once people sell all their extra crap, then hopefully they're able to start putting that money away and potentially be putting that money to work for them. Yep. And I know that we were talking before we got started about how you're putting together a new investing newsletter. So
thank you. That was a very nice segue into that. Like it. Yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to be starting next month. I'm starting a monthly investing newsletter on Money Magpie. And it's for people that I meet regularly. And I have been this person, people who know they ought to invest and they've got some money to invest and they really want to, but they have no clue where to start, no clue at all. And this is worse in Britain than it is in America. In America, I get the feeling that on the whole, people are used to the idea of having stock market investments of some sort, might be mutual funds, might be stocks themselves, but it's pretty normal. In Britain, it really isn't. I think we've been held back in many ways by thinking that the state will provide, because for some time it has. But a few decades ago, really, the state pension became something that really you couldn't properly live on. You can just about live on, but not much. And it became clear that we really do have to have our own investments. And so I've spent quite some time, I tend to bang my head against a brick wall, frankly, but I have spent my time, quite a lot of time, saying to people, no, seriously, put money in stocks and shares. Long term, putting your money in savings accounts will not work. Short term, yes. Long term, no. You have to have riskier products. products for your future, for your retirement. And then, of course, people go, yeah, but I don't know how to do it. So this newsletter is going to be really investing for dummies. You know, this is what stocks and shares are. This is what the FTSE is. This is what a mutual fund is. And here is how you can invest in it. And here is a link to a company that will do it for you. And, you know, really, you don't have to think too much. That's what people are asking for. So I'm going to do that with some how-to videos as well, going, here you are. Step one, pick up your pencil. Step two, get a piece of paper, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, excellent. And I think that the more good ideas that are out there and the easy it is for people to understand, then all the better. So
awesome. I think so.
Well, Jasmine, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Cool. Well, what I always say when people say, what's the big thing that I can do to make money or get myself wealthy? I say, pay yourself first. Always, every month, make sure that you've got your standing orders are your friend. Set up a standing order so that it happens automatically, that you transfer some money at the beginning of the month before you spend anything. Transfer some money into savings account, pension, investments, whatever. This is all paying you, your future self, and your future self will thank you. Don't wait until the end of the month, because nobody has money at the end of the month. Has to be done at the beginning, so that you pay yourself before you pay the supermarkets and the bars and the restaurants and the hotel chains, etc.
Jasmine, truer words have never been spoken. That definitely gets a come on.
Come on.
So,
okay, cool. Thank you.
thank you. And thank you for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you?
Well, if you have a look at moneymagpie.com, you will see all sorts of ideas from me and from my team. And for me personally, it's jasminebirtles.com, which is currently under refurbishment, but it should be live in about a week's time. So, yeah, write it down. Bookmark it. It's fabulous, truly fabulous.
I imagine that it is.
Thank you.
Certainly, I can vouch for the quality of moneymagpie.com. I definitely encourage everybody to go check that out, because there is a literal wealth of information on everything that we've been talking about and a ton of stuff we've not been talking about. So if you enjoyed the show as much as I did today, show Jasmine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Check out her websites, which you will find in the notes of the show. Thank you again, Jasmine.
Pleasure. Great to speak to you, and love the Money Savage concept.
Well, thank you. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!